Welcome to Incandescent Tarot, a podcast exploring how to integrate tarot and spirituality with everyday life. I'm your host, Gina Wysotsky, a pro reader and utter tarot enthusiast. Join me as we tackle big questions like why the tower is so intimidating and what it means to develop a spiritual practice in this wild modern world. Hello, lovely listeners. I am so delighted to be finally recording a official episode segment of Ask a Tarot Reader. This used to be a facet of the podcast itself. It was kind of tacked on at the end, but I was realizing that it is just too juicy and delightful to have relegated as an afterthought. And so now we're going to be doing these episodes as standalone offerings. Now, there are two options to submit for this, and I have two different types of questions that I'm accepting. So we are doing sort of talking shop tarot questions, like how to read, questions about tarot as a practice, how it intersects with intuition, spirituality, basically anything about the how-to realm of tarot itself. And then the second part is actual questions to bring to mini readings. So this is a way that you can get a small reading and also observe and hear how someone does a tarot reading in addition to the many other spaces where I'm already doing that, weekly forecasts and the monthly forecasts as well. But this is just a fun way to do some more tarot. So if you would like to be featured, do submit a question of either stripe online at incandescenttarot.com/askatarotreader. You can also email me info@incandescenttarot.com. So let's take a look at what we have on board today. We are going to start with talking shop. So let's talk about some tarot and how we use the cards. This question is from someone who is credited as Buckaroo Banzai. I highly encourage you to use a creative and fun pseudonym like this in your submission. And they say, I read intuitively using a Rider-Waite deck. The Prismavisions tarot deck draws me. I worry, though, is a deck with such sophisticated imagery too advanced for me? Perhaps I will not be able to read intuitively with such a deck? How can I tell whether the deck is too advanced? This is a really, really good question. I love reading intuitively. You know, I did a lot of studying when I first started reading tarot, almost too much studying as I look back now. And one of my favorite things about teaching is seeing how quickly people can dive into the imagery of the cards. Oftentimes when they don't have a whole infrastructure of predefined card meanings from books or the internet, they're much better equipped to let their intuition speak through the imagery in the cards. Now, this person is using the Rider-Waite intuitively already. And so that deck itself was made with the purpose of divination. So it is packed with symbolism and imagery that is, in a sense, legible on some level to all of us as members of the world. So that's a great deck to use to read intuitively. Now, the Prismavisions tarot, in my understanding, is a Rider-Waite system deck. Some people call them clones. I just think of Star Wars Attack of the Clones when I hear that. But it is using the same framework. Now, this is a really important question to ask, though, because a lot of decks that are using that system have different ways of interpreting it. Some of them really pay a lot of attention to the symbolism and keep on using those same images in their current deck. And other artists and creators just, you know, go off in really interesting directions. However, they may not be as translatable given the knowledge that you have. I would say, though, and I know a lot of people who use the Prismavisions, it's really beautiful, and I believe it has like a cohesive narrative between all of the cards that I think would be really, really good for intuitive readings. Now, sophisticated imagery, yes, like there are some decks that have very intense symbolic systems that are different. I'm thinking of this alchemical tarot deck that maybe would benefit from some outside research learning this new system. But because the Prisma Visions is based on the Rider-Waite and is meant to be read intuitively, I believe, if you're making an image that is like going across different cards and like, yes, that is showing you that the artists are creating a narrative and that there is meaning behind those images that you can step into as someone just viewing them. And with that being said, you could read intuitively any type of deck. I guess the question is, how comfortable are you in stretching your intuition? You could read a deck of playing cards intuitively, but you would not have as much concrete imagery to hang your interpretations on. You know, I'm looking at a moon and it's making me think of the tides and cycles versus here is four hearts and I'm feeling that it has something to do with finding stability in love. So it really is a question to ask yourself, like, how do I want to be using my intuition? How comfortable do I feel going out on a limb? And with that in mind, you know, where do you do your best work? I am always of the school that it is a great idea to just try and see how it feels. And I think when you are doing different decks, it can sometimes take a second to adjust to the feeling, the difference in emotion that those images are evoking in you, but to give yourself some time and space to just enjoy. And it may be clunky or cumbersome or just not work for you, but you can always dive in and just see what it feels like for yourself. And this question that they end with, how can I tell whether the deck is too advanced for me? I mean, I'll go back to that alchemical deck. I love it. I think it's beautiful. It is too advanced for me in the sense that it requires learning an entirely new system. But if you are using Rider-Waite, have some familiarity with it, you can absolutely use other Rider-Waite based decks, and those will translate really well. And another piece of advice, a tool you can use, is if you get a little stuck, just pull the corresponding cards from the Rider-Waite deck that you're already familiar with, and that can give you a nice touchstone to go back and forth. So there's a lot of options here, but I think that, and hopefully this person has already started to use the Prisma Visions intuitively, and I'd be curious to hear from listeners, you know, where you feel comfortable with your intuition, sort of what do you need, what best environment in a deck allows your intuition to speak more clearly. Thank you for this wonderful question. All right, let's go over now to an actual tarot reading. And as is the way in this space, I'm doing this completely live. I feel like it would ruin the experience to have these cards already drawn and known. So this question comes from a lovely subscriber named Lisa. And she asks, what should I expect through the end of the year? Will I close my business or find any love interests? We are doing a little short reading here because if you've listened to any of the other podcast episodes, you know that I can wax poetic about a group of cards for a long time. So in the interest of brevity, we just have two here, and they are going to give us a sense of what Lisa can expect for the end of the year. And we'll see if anything comes up with regards to business or love. And we are reading with the Rider-Waite. This is actually my first ever deck. I just uncovered it in a chest of drawers and needed to use it. I realized that one of my decks was missing a couple cards, and so this kind of came out of necessity, and it's been very tender to use again. So this is my OG tarot deck from probably like 1999. And we have two really interesting cards. So we have a major arcana card and we have a court card. So the Hierophant is our central card, and the Page of Cups is our supporting card. We are doing a spread that is essentially like the heart of the matter. What is the key event, energy, theme happening right now? And then what is supporting or detracting from that? And from these two cards, we're going to get a sense of what Lisa can expect. Now, this is a really interesting pair. The Hierophant is a very serious serious tarot card. This card used to be known as the Pope, and in it we see a seated figure wearing this very elaborate crown. They're holding a scepter, their hand is raised in the sign of benediction. They've got all the vestments, and they're in this very sacred looking hall with two stone pillars behind them. And there are two figures facing away from us, kneeling, it seems like, or at least very far below the Hierophant, facing them, looking up. And they're wearing these beautiful robes. There's two crossed keys at the base of the throne that the Hierophant is sitting on. So, some serious stuff. This is a card that is all about finding meaning, asking questions, seeking guidance, and giving it. So this seems like the end of the year for Lisa is very rich with meaning, but may also be kind of intimidating and holding some trepidation, like looking for answers, wanting answers. But the feeling I'm getting is that there is a need to sort of step into her own role as the giver of the answers. And this is coming through for me in the Page of Cups. So the Hierophant, as you can guess, with all the historical meaning behind it, this very clearly defined role, and the intensity of its setting, you know, is in this like hallowed hall. It's contrasting very strongly with the Page of Cups. So the Page of Cups is just, they're standing on the shore, and they have this beige background, pretty unencumbered with any clouds. There's nothing going on the ground. They're just standing there with this very beautiful wavy sea behind them. Nothing's on it, no boats. And they are holding a single cup. Their hand is on their hip. And they're looking at this cup, out of which is popping a little fish. And this card has a lot to do with identifying your intuition, which is actually funny now that I'm saying it, given our first question. So the Page of Cups is open, curious. They're not involved in any power dynamics. It is just them and their intuition. This fish, this natural denizen of water, which is the element associated with the entire cups group. So it's like they're holding the cup, they're asking a question of it, and the answer is popping right up. To me, this suggests a softening around the desire for answers and certainty, and even softening around the idea of tradition, morality, right and wrong. I mean, that sounds very intense, but I do feel like there is this simplification process happening, leaving the halls, leaving the feeling of sort of begging for answers, and asking them for yourself, maybe even from yourself. Like, what happens when you just open up to that? Maybe it's a lot easier and has some surprising beauty and freedom to it. So with that being said, to go to the more concrete and practical side of Lisa's question, will I close my business or find a love interest? That there does seem to be a lot of energy supporting that. I'm seeing the business side as sort of leaving the structure of the Hierophant. And this would actually be a question to consider for Lisa, like, in terms of business, is it worth it for me? Is the exchange of security for freedom worth it for me at this time? Is what part of me is looking for freedom and openness? And I'm not saying this to create like a false dichotomy, but because there are two topics here, business and love, I do wonder if one of them is sort of pulling in the other with its gravitational field. Like, is the need for freedom and connection coming through romantically in interrelatedness with other people? And maybe that is sort of grabbing in the business, like this idea that you have to reinvent the wheel to get what you want, that maybe not everything has to change. Maybe it's not time for that yet. So I will say too that the cups is suggesting that the romantic side of the equation is the one that is holding more promise and where change is really more generative and gentle. So cups do encompass the theme of love and romance and connection. Something for Lisa to explore would be looking at places and people and situations where she feels open, curious, and just naturally playful. All the pages are the youths of tarot, so they have this very open and just naturally enthusiastic energy. And in these situations, it's looking at what card is pulling the focus, what card is showing a different way of being. And that is definitely the Page of Cups. So there may be some connection and relationship to be found in playfulness, in artistic and spiritual expression, because those are other themes that the Cups are related to. And just a very natural sense of attraction. You know, this fish coming out of the cup is such a surprise and delight. And you can't make that happen, but you can put yourself in the situations where it's more likely to happen. And embracing Cups practices of being expressive, curious, and generous will hopefully help bring in the connection that she is looking for. So, I don't even know how long this is going, but it is really fun to dive into these cards and see how much you can pull out of them. And I think we've reached a nice natural stopping point. Thank you so much for submitting. And if you would like to add your question to the queue, please go ahead. I would love to hear from you. And we'll be back next month with another edition of Ask a Tarot Reader. Until next time.